Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and today is Saturday. So it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And the date is August 4th, 2012. And we'll go and have a birthday party for people born in August tonight. And we'll see what kind of questions we have. I know we had some paranormal questions last night. We'll see if we have any ones carried over. Or just a general question. So we'll see if Kathy's on tonight. And I know you are, so turn it over to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. Hello, everyone. You're listening to Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron, who's the host of the show and the ambassador to the Creation Lightship. And we call the show Saturday Night Live because the healings that take place will only occur today, August 4th, 2012. However, if you're listening to an archive right now, you will still receive the wonderful peace energy. And we do have a few questions, Ron, that came to CLS questions. This one's from Jenny, who's listening by mobile device. Will the light beings understand the term empty nest syndrome? My kids, pets, and husband are gone from the house after 26 years, and I live in this same house. If I put empty nest syndrome in a timeline crash, will they understand?
The timeline crash relates to your own particular emotions. So if you're feeling empty, then that keyword of emptiness will relate to you according to your emotions. So remember, the keyword of your emotions or your physical body problems all relate to you. So yeah, that would be an understandable situation. Yes. Uh-huh. Because you're just using some words to relate a physical or emotional experience that you're dealing with. So that would work. Somebody else may not know what it means, which is probably why you're asking the question. But, it all relates to you. And so whatever you type in there is what your experience is. So, yes, that would work out perfectly fine. Back to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. I believe I heard a beep while you were speaking. Perhaps there's a caller on the line. And if so, caller, would you like to ask Ron a question? Go ahead.
Yes, hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Okay, yes, Ron, if a person causes a conflict to another individual, it's not to be taken personally, I understand, because it's one alien race maybe affecting another alien race, or it could possibly be an outside alien race, a third-party alien race, affecting these other two alien races and these two individuals. Isn't that basically true concerning the conflict?
Yeah, that would be true, yes, uh-huh. They're just finding ways to push the button. So, and it could be, this is a good one. It's possible. You ready, Larry?
Yes, I'm ready and waiting.
It's possible that they got a reincarnated clone in. And,
uh-huh.
And the other person has a reincarnated clone. And maybe some of that creative energy of the darkness from the dung pile is from the reincarnation of something else, but it looks like you. And they don't like each other. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Whole new can of worms,
okay.
Huh?
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Kind of aliens.
yeah, right. Like Frankenstein and Mrs. Frankenstein, they didn't like each other.
Yeah.
But they're just, they're clone people that they have created then. Is that where they're clone people then, of reincarnated clones then, that are small aspects of the human?
It's very possible that, remember, they leave every 10 minutes, the clone replicas. So what if one was brought in that was here 6 months ago, and somehow the clone recognized another body, just like you do here. If you see somebody that you don't like or that caused you a problem and you get upset, well, those two clones really are probably reincarnated over again to share this, you know, an experience that might relate to what happened 6 months ago. And maybe there's a lot of conflict in there. Maybe they don't like each other.
I see.
They got taken away after 10 minutes, and then they decided to bring them back on again. So. Boy.
Programmed to cause conflicts so the aliens can drain off the people then, right?
Yeah, it'll take the spirit energy away from the body. That's what it does. So they have to capture the spirit energy. So. It's a real sneaky way of doing it, but they just put a little piece of you and everything that they create that looks like you and make replicas and have these lives on timelines, and then they're getting all the energy from each particular lifetime. So each clone is not 100% of you. They only be, you know, 1% of you or even less than that, 1/1,000,000th of you. And then from there, they're just using it because that little spark of energy is very powerful. Reincarnated clone. So whenever you have a confrontation with somebody after, you know, a while or something, or they come into your space and they're arguing with you about something that you haven't seen for a few weeks or whatever, then maybe clones that are there are reincarnated to experience the same program with maybe a different added new programs, you know, updates on it coming in. Very, very interesting. And reincarnated
I see.
Clones.
Okay.
Well, Larry.
Yeah, I guess they have their hands busy intervening, the aliens, how they want to people to intervene with one another.
Yep, they definitely are getting mileage out of it. Light force.
Okay, then. Okay, well, thank you, Ron.
Okay, you're welcome, Larry.
Okay.
So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks. I just wanted to get that question to you before too long, because I know you left to go up to the light ship around 7:15, and there was another one here in the fast chat. Someone sprained their wrist and was wondering what room that would be. Is there a doctor healing room?
Well, all the rooms have that, so you just request that you go into the room that deals with sprained wrists. That's all you need to ask.
Okay, so that was for Lisa. And Ron, can we also please have some, the light beings activate some healing water of some type while we're there? Maybe some silver detox water?
Okay, yeah, let's do that right now so we don't forget. Everybody get a glass of water. And so a sprain, is that a fracture? The word sprain is just used like, you know, it may not be what it really is. So maybe you could describe what's wrong with the wrist. Is it a fracture of a bone, or is it dislocated? I'd like to get a little more information on that.
Okay, yeah. She just wrote right now a sprained wrist, and another person is healing from an injured wrist as well. So, please type into the fast chat your requests and a little bit more information and maybe some of the rooms that you'd like to go to that Ron can read while we're on the light ship.
Okay, so if you have your container of water, we'll do the silver water. And this could be, I think you wanted it for what, detox, is that correct?
Yes, please.
Okay, so here we go, detox water. So one, two, three. Oh boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that feels pretty good to me. So just hold it for about 15 seconds here. And then it should be completed. Yeah, it feels fine right now. So you can all have that water. You may want to drink it now. You may want to drink it throughout the evening here. So it's up to you. So any other questions or things that I need to know before we go to the light shift, Kathy? I'd like to know.
Just
rain.
Yeah, just there seems to be quite a few August birthdays, so we want to be sure and have a party. And then people are typing in their requests, and there's a couple other questions that came in, but we can probably get to those after we come back from the light ship, since it's already 7:14.
Yeah, so August, that's 8 months. That means conception was probably done, I would assume, like maybe in November, huh? So that means that's when it's getting cold out. So maybe I'm just looking at this with your conception time, along with when you're born. So that means that it could have been pretty cold outside. Maybe it's nice and warm in the bedroom. So did that energy of the thoughts, I'm just talking out loud here, of being cold, tend to get passed on to you from your parents. That's another way of looking at it. So here we go. Anything we need to know about on the wrist room before we go up?
I think maybe you wanted to bring up the light being, the female light being. Could we do that, please, and have that activated?
Here we go. So bring up the female light beam.
We could go to the Creation Light Ship page.
Just scroll down a little ways there. Here we go. So, in fact, this is a good page just to put up sometimes for clearing too, if you'd like. You know, run the ones on the website and then maybe put this light beam up as another window possibly. It'll still work. You don't have to be on the page as long as the page is running. You could probably minimize a part of it and just cover the whole screen with the light beam. That's just another way of doing it here. So here we go. Counting to 10 to energize the female light beam in the picture. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, the light beam's energized, so we'll go up to the light ship. You can bring your animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, and yourself naturally. And going up, here we go. We'll count to 5. We'll be there. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So to the new listener, you're bilocated out of time right now, so you're not in time. Time is not controlling your reality. You're in source energy. Source energy knows nothing about time. Never created time. So you're in the moment of no time at all. Here we go. Go into the first room. So we'll go into the hot tub room with the silver energy. We've got the silver water charge for us for detox. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. In the next room, since we have people requesting maybe bone problems, we'll just call it that, wrist maybe, and saw Marcy mentioned her ankle or something. So we got wrists and ankles and whatever else maybe you have had a problem with. And it's possible maybe it's fine to heal, but you're having troubles too. Maybe it's an anniversary date or something of an accident in the distant past, or even long distance past. So here we go. Going into a room to request healing. Yeah, we're still on the light ship here, so don't know where we left off, but we're in the food court having the happy birthday party here. So the light beings are singing that to us here. And we're having our seconds right now. We wish to have extra cake and ice cream, whatever that they're giving us here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we'll go into the pain release room. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And even though we were cut off shortly, you're still on the light ship. And we're going now into another room. And we'll go into where they have the deer energy. So again, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into another room that has cancer release. So this could be skin cancer or other types of cancer. So request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we normally go into the dolphin room, so we have a choice of pink dolphins. Not really a choice. You could they're all of them are there, so I'll bring in the pink dolphins right now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And then they also have, like, speckled dolphins with white and black, and there's some gold dolphins. So you can decide which one you'd like to experience. And here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the rainbow waterfall room. This is very, very nice, very cleansing. And here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another location. And we'll go into a room that has a lot of colored lights that shine around us. And we'll also go into the room that has a floating magnet. This we do on our Saturday calls. So here we go, the floating magnet room. Here they come. You feel your body kind of vibrate here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go on to where they have a giraffe. So we're going to probably two more rooms here. Go into the giraffe room, and we'll go into the room that has the white light energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and I want to see the bumblebees. So let's go into that room. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you want some more dessert, we'll go back into the food court for the birthday party, and we can get another portion if you wish. Should be feeling pretty full. Mine had strawberries on it, the light ship equivalent to that, so I can almost feel like I ate a whole bunch of strawberries. There's probably whipped cream in it, too, I would imagine. So I feel pretty emotionally nourished here. So anyway, we'll come back from the light ship, everybody. And we're coming back down. And our animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us now. So coming down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, are you out there, Kathy?
Yes, I'm out here. That was just wonderful. What a fabulous experience to go where source energy is and enjoy all the different light beings. And Ron, that strawberry cake sounded pretty good. Some other people are commenting here in the fast chat. O'Lair says that was a fun party. And then Roger says, oh, that is very awesome. Moody says, my heart's feeling much better. Bonnie, that is very healing. Thank you. Lisa, peace on a whole new level. And Stephanie said so also. And Pat loves the rainbow waterfall. It's just so amazing people can see this. And while we were temporarily disconnected, some people were with had already started and saw giraffes. Marcia says she loves those slick, neat dolphins. And it's just such a wonderful experience for those who can see, but also for those who can't see. It is still a lot of healing going on, and you can certainly request your healing from the light beings. And Maxine says, the divine light beings and party was so special. Thank you. So this is really a sacred experience for us, and we really appreciate you taking us up tonight, Ron. All the nice treats we got for the birthday party. And happy birthday to everyone born in August. This was our August birthday party in the light ship. So it was a lot of fun, apparently, and I hope everyone got the cake they wanted in the room they wanted. So let's see. So, Ron, some people saw stars while they were on the light ship and wondered if you could explain a little bit what that was while we were there. I don't know what room particularly we were in at the time.
Probably in the penthouse. I probably went to the penthouse for healing, where you can actually see the stars of creation there, of light. So, yeah, there are some of those around when you go to that room. Also, there is a room that you go into, which is like, it seems to be very peaceful, and it's kind of dark. So it's kind of like going out with an ocean like out on the ocean, or maybe a river at night, a lake or something. And, you know, you hear the water splashing a little bit, and you can look up, and the sky is multicolored, but there are stars in the background. It's like looking up at a rainbow at night, and it's dimmed down quite a bit, so it's maybe like half light, but it's very, very peaceful. And you can have the, I will go there right now. So here we go, going back to the light ship, going into the special room here. And like I said, it's about half light. If you look around and you're a seer, you're going to be able to see some trees. You're going to be seeing, they kind of look like, what do you call those things? They light up. Geez, I forgot the name. It's in the south there, I know. Anyway, they light up and they buzz around, you know. And so you can request healing, and all these little lighted up, say, bugs will actually land on you. And they're doing that right now. So if you do feel things on your skin and you see different colors of light, they're actually doing healing work on you. Lightning bug, is that the word, Kathy?
Yeah, they're called lightning or firefly.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. And these have a light that's about a half an inch in diameter. So it's quite awesome. And you can look up and you can see the rainbow sky. So, and that also is healing. It's just very, very, very peaceful. So we're in that room now, and request your healing. I'll bring the energy down here for you, as there's many modalities of healing there. So here we go. You have the water, which you can go into. You have the fireflies, we'll call it. The energies above your head, that's, you know, that you're looking at with the rainbow energies. The ground looks like crystals, kind of, it'd be like large pieces of sand, or like, you know, how broken glass kind of looks, you know, the tempered glass. That's kind of how it looks, in a sense. Each one is glowing, and you can request healing that way. The trees are also putting out their own energies. So here we go. One, request your one special healing. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And this is for a physical problem or condition. One, two, three, four, boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll go to another location, too. We'll go to where they work with bones. Joints will more than likely could be wrist. We had a request for wrist. Ligaments, possibly. Just joint condition. So let's go in there. And you may start to feel where you request a problem that you may have. Maybe you have a problem since you were young and you're always limping or something. And they might be able to help you with that. So here we go. Working with these energies right now. Working with your joints, ligaments, probably tendons too, the way it looks here. And I just see if you have more physical body movement after we get done with this one here. We're also in a pain release room for those of you who do have pain, or the pain that was associated with an accident that could have happened 40 years ago. The pain's still with you. Just laying dormant until you bruise that situation, that part again. Then it will come flaring forward 200 miles an hour at you, and then you're going to wonder why it hurts so much. Like attracts like. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Here we go. Now we'll come back from the light chip. Coming back down. So one, two, three, four, and five, and we're back here again. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
People on the fast chat are reporting feeling a real heartfelt connection with the light chip visit. And a lot of people saw the, light being bugs is what Stephanie calls them. That's a good name. The light being bugs, fireflies, the lightning bugs. And it doesn't look at all like anything we see on this planet when we go to the doctor, but it's so great if you can see what the light beams are doing, especially if they're looking like bees, giant flowers, and light beam bugs. And so many people did see that. They saw the bees. So let's see. Mike says, thanks for this great treat, Ron. And Stephanie said, a huge emotional release. And Janice did not want to come back from there. Trisha is hiding up there. She doesn't want to leave. And so it was very wonderful. So Michael O. is asking, who created the rainbow?
Boy. Well, it has to be created by either the darkness putting it into the hologram that you're looking at. So that's one answer. Or was it created by the earth spirit? And I just don't know the second what to tell you. So one of the two, was created in. Typically, since they claim that the rainbow is God's forgiveness or something like that, or saying that it was sorry, he was sorry, or whatever alien race was talking about, I guess, the Great Flood. That's what I think the rainbow came from. So if that's the case, then it would be alien created. And they wanted you to, get keyed into the rainbow when you would see it down here, knowing that that could happen again, possibly. And also it could go back into your genes to remember the Great Flood. Or also key entities that could have lived here at that time that could pop into you. So typically I would say the rainbow that's here would probably be of darkness, since whatever you look at typically is of darkness. Because it's just a fabrication, a copy and paste into a timeline, and then that timeline is what you're acting out. So you're just typically 10 minutes of a movie set roll, okay? So each time you're the actor for about 10 minutes, we'll say, as the leading performer in duality. That's the name of the program. So anyway, back to you, Kathy.
Lila, who is the one that had the injured wrist, is saying that the pain is much less. Thank you very much. And Stephanie is thanking you for taking us back up. While we were up the first time, Rudy asked, what came out of my heart? It looked like rods.
Yeah, at times people do have energetic objects put into them. That's why we have the object clearing on the website. So you could have a dark side practitioner throwing things into your body. It could be a replica of you. They could be, even be like a mannequin. Or they could be throwing needles into you. They could, like, throwing stars. So they could do all kinds of different things with poison, time-release poison. So what happened was you had some energies taken away, and the rods could have been even like swords. It just depends how you were interpreting that. So, you know, it could be rods also. But anyway, it's an energetic object. And that's why we have that clearing on the website to release these out of people. Sometimes you have a pain in your body and you don't know, you know, what's happening. And that's because you have something that's connected to you energetically causing you a problem. That's what we'll do right now. I'll just do this. I do off and on, or off and on, but we don't. I've done it maybe a few months ago. So let's reposition your hearts around here inside of your body, and also your lungs here. Because as you get older, I guess they kind of sag a little bit. And let's reposition your heart here. And the light ship right now, as this is being done, and work with your right lung. Kind of reposition that a little bit here. You might actually feel it move inside of you. If not, you're going to feel like an internal pressure being less than what it was. And now work with the left lung. And I think most people, after I do this here, you're going to feel like you can have a little more breathing capability, maybe 20% more. And it's possible that your heart won't have to work as hard either. Can't guarantee any of this, but you just know how you're feeling. There we go. That's corrected if you needed anything done. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, should we move a bit when you do these sorts of physical healings?
Yeah, you may want to get up and move, take a deep breath, inhale, exhale, and just see how you feel. We did the joints. So you want to see how, if you're a little more limber, and that's one good thing. I don't know what else to work with here. I'm seeing knees. Maybe somebody has some knee conditions or something. So let me kind of work with knees real quick. And here we go. I'm going to readjust the kneecap a little bit. Working on both legs at once here. There we go. There. Okay, Kathy, back to you.
Okay, well, we were on the light ship the second time. Oscar is wondering if he saw that bones were being fixed and organs were being moved.
Yeah, it's very possible. Remember, each time you select your own light beams for healing, what I do is bring in ones that I see, but you're also at free choice to do your own thing there, because you do go through an orientation process, which I do not talk about when you go to the light ship at first. Each time you go there, there's an orientation room that you go into, and you could be there for as long as you need to be, and you talk to the light beings, and you decide which ones you'd like to have work with you as a doctor to help you. And there's different technologies sometimes that they may use to help you out. Typically, at the very end, it should be all the same as far as the outcome. But some might be quicker than others. Maybe you may actually have seen something where they manifest something before your eyes and they put it into your body. Maybe another group might work with it more physically. So it all depends, you know, which group you choose to have. And you can also have another group after that work with you also. So you're at free choice to the different types of healing modalities up there. So back to you, Kathy.
So you mean we can request our team and ask them what we want them to do while we're on the light ship? And also, can they tell us the diagnosis?
Yeah, you are told whatever you ask, you're being told, yes, uh-huh. But it's possible that some of the teams may not know enough about past blockages. That can happen, too. You may have a group that only works in the present moment, but they would tell you that at that particular time when you request them to work with you, that they would tell you and answer all your questions. So you may have to get a team that may go back into the past a little bit in your DNA. But you're, you know, that's all available to you when you have your consultation. And they ask you how much you want to have the healing done. And it's possible that maybe you only want to get a 10% healing because you know that the old saying, you know,
no pain.
Yeah.
No pain, no gain.
And you may believe that. So you may say, yeah, I want to really understand this. You know, I want to work through my condition. I want to know everything about it so I don't get it again. And some people, like the Buddhist, want to work through things. And I don't know if they all do that, but that's what, at least that happened to me once anyway. I wasn't conscious of doing a healing on somebody. This is probably back in the late 70s, I think. And I touched the person and everything went away and he got fixed. Then he was really pissed off at me, upset because he wanted to know what caused his karma. And I took it all away. And he knew that I did healing work, and he thought that I did this consciously. And I did not do it consciously, but I just ran the energy. Maybe a spirit asked for the healing, and that's what happened. But his mind did not like what I did, and he was upset. So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you. Some comments from the fast chat. Tony's knees said his knees popped and they're in now. Thank you very much. And Nancy said she's feeling less stress and effort for her heart. And Marie R. said she felt them working on the heart 2 seconds before you started.
Yeah, that's normally pretty common. So if as you have more of these clearings, you're going to notice that you may start to see more, which a lot of people do, sense more, see more, feel more than what you did when you first started. And then you will probably start to see the rooms before I bring them up. So I'm actually probably around, you know, 2 seconds after we're in the rooms. So that, when I look back upon it, I set that up purposely so that the people that would be seers would know that they're seeing what we're going into before I mention it. That way it's not suggestive to somebody who may think so. So, yes, that's the way it works. So it was quite, it surprised me at first when I heard about this here, and looking at it now, that's what happened. I wanted about a 2 to 3 second delay for me before the rooms even come in. So when I start to go into these rooms, unless I have people tell me what room to go into, I don't have any concept at all what room we're going into next. All of a sudden it pops in like a picture. And then I can tell you about it, much like the one I did tonight with the fireflies, you know, and the rainbow, and the you know the crystals, we'll say, in the ground that we went to. So that was completely real time for me. And I've never brought that particular room up before on any other show except for this one here. So that was all in the moment, real time. So back to you, Kathy.
Wow, that's interesting to know, Ron. Well, the comments are just flying in here. People really enjoyed this trip to the light ship and saw a lot and felt some healing as well. So I appreciate everybody putting their comments down. It really helps those of us complete the picture who don't see, but I know that we do receive healings even if we don't see them. Oscar said he thought it was very cool seeing them put the light beams, put light around the organs. And Jacob said he had an instant healing. And Stephanie says she's bring it on 100%. And in addition to Marie R., who she saw ahead of time, some other people did too, including Jeff. And Stephanie says the term no pain, no gain is from darkness. And so there's just a lot of good comments about what a great night of healing it was on the light ship. And Cindy's got a comment here to remind us that the August newsletter will be out soon with the calendar and the possibility to sign up for the 8-hour intensives that are coming in August, starting next Saturday, a week from today, Ron, August 11th. So be watching for that.
Yeah, that'll be on the website shortly here, probably maybe tomorrow or Monday. We'll have to get it up there. So just check on it, and when we get the dates and stuff changed, then it'll be ready to go on. So let's see. What can we do here? We could bring in the light bean energy. We could do the peaceful, sleepful, drinking water. And get a glass of water, everybody. Got about 4 minutes to go on the show, so here we go. When you get your water, just hold it. And don't, hurt yourself, getting the water. Just get it. I know we do very spontaneous things here about water charging, so... I think maybe most of you might be used to it, so you get a glass of water ready, then maybe if I don't do it, you're upset. but if you do bring it up in the side there, I don't mind doing this water every night for people if you'd like to have that on the BBS program. So this will be the restful, peaceful, sleeping water, unless you're listening to BBS across the world here, and you have to get up to go to work, so that it's life force. So we have the water container. Here we go. And just it's used for tonight. So here we go, or today. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And oddly enough, they sound a little weird to some of you, but the dogfish are doing this here. So it says a head of a dog and a body of a fish. So this is the dogfish. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I guess somebody's thinking maybe the fish ate a dog and all stuff is a head. No, it's a dogfish. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So here we go, everybody. That feels very good to me. Enjoy that water. Maybe you could talk about the calls that we have weekly, Kathy, if you would like to, before we sign off here.
Sure. In addition to the 8-hour intensive, Ron offers weekly conference calls, and they're designed also to eliminate the densities we carry around with us in our DNA, the densities that we inherited. He has a clone replica release call, entity release, and energetic cording release. And if you go to the top of the Creation Light Ship homepage and click on special weekly clearings, you'll see the price packages and the details for signing up for the conference calls. Once you sign up, you get an email and a code for the phone and the access code to call in from your own phone. And the conference calls are usually about an hour, and they're held on the weeknights. The schedule's there on the top of the Creation Lightship homepage. So those are highly recommended and created by Ron for ascension preparation. So, Ron, I see we have maybe about 1 minute left. Perhaps we could talk a little bit more about the Sunday intensives and why those are so highly recommended. And since people got a taste of the Lightship, maybe you could tell them, does what they're experiencing tonight happen every time when we go to the Lightship during the 8-hour intensives, or is there other more rejuvenating work being done as well?
Both. So it all depends how you sense and sample energies. On the 8-hour calls, we're doing physical healings. These are the Sunday calls. There's three of them back to back. So three consecutive Sundays. And so we get rid of alien critters along with Lightship healing. And then when we're off the call, then you're in quarantine for the whole week. And then when you come back on the next Sunday, then we start over again, and then you can be on the Lightship having physical healing. And then after that, then you're in quarantine for the week. So the quarantine looks for the bits and pieces of you that the dark side has stolen, captured. So in a sense, they materialize you, and they find out what part of you is not human. And then they take that and look for the parts of you that this has taken the place of. That's kind of the more simpler way of stating it. Look for you because the light needs to find part of itself. That's the whole process. So it's not that you're that much of an individual, even though you are, that you're a separate creation of light, but the light needs to find itself. So, you know, if all the light got stolen by darkness, there'd be no light. So it has to look for itself. And then it puts you back together again. And each time it finds a part of you, then you go into the Lightship and have the healing work done, and then you're a little more complete. So every clearing that we have on the website does that. And the 8-hour calls will get rid of the alien parasitic life forms. This is also a little different. And this is the critters that are living with you that are causing you problems. The other ones could be just part of a clone body, which may not be causing you a problem because it's already cloned out. So there's two ways to look at these calls. But everything gets done that they can do for you during the week and on these calls. So that's the benefit of the 8-hour ones. And you feel wonderful. The time goes by very quickly. And we have lots of water that we normally charge up. So our time is about over. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
I also wanted to mention that the full package is recommended for the purchase of the 8-hour intensive because it provides the 3-hour Sundays and the 4-hour Saturday Ascension Preparation Call, which also includes your home, pets and animals, and children up to age 18 living at home. And Ron does activate a lot of water and provides a lot of bonus healings. If you have a spouse or life partner, they can also go up for an additional $100. But the full package does give the most value. As Ron said, you're on the Creation Lightship for a full month in quarantine, where the team of light being doctors are searching for your body, spirit, missing parts, and releasing the alien parasitic life forms that take away our life, force, and spirit. So it's good to get ourselves back in wholeness this way over the weekend. And Ron does all the work while we just follow him to the rooms and request healing, which we appreciate. So I think our time's about up, Ron, and I'll just turn it over to you for any final announcements, maybe about our next show.
Yeah, next show is on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Eastern on BBS Station 1. So thank you, everybody. We shall see you later, and blessings.